Now, where does this who determines the reasonable? Where does that come from? This is kind of important. Matter of fact, this is the most important question. We need to act rightly. Rightly means that I act habitually according to a reasonable mean. How do I know what is the reasonable mean? What helps me make that determination? This is the most important example of acting rightly, is picking the correct reasonable mean as sort of my standard. That's important. It's so important you'd think we'd have a virtue for that. Because this is really where it all comes down to. I have to have a virtue that tells me what this is, so that everything else can be a virtue. You see? I have to figure out what this is so that my other virtues are virtues at all. Because it's not until I can pick this that I can match my actions to that mean. Whether it be a question of eating or sleeping, working. So pick all the other powers of the soul, whatever the activity might be. This determination is what makes those other virtuous acts possible by setting the standard that they're going to match. So where do we get that mean? Lauren? Prudence. Prudence, which is a moral virtue. Okay. All right. Prudence. I've said this before in Adult Catechism, but an act of temperance or an act of fortitude or an act of religion or an act of obedience or an act of whichever, an act of humility, if you want, all of them are acts of those virtues because they are firstly an act of the virtue of prudence. Okay? What is prudent and what is virtuous are the same.